Nidorim, Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. We're starting now the last chelik in the Masechta, Perek Nara Meroso, which is in Yonim that we've referenced many times over the last nine prokim, and that is that besides for the din that we learned about in the last Perek, that the way to get rid of a neder, for most people, is when a chochom is oikir a neder, a chochom based on a charota, a pesach, of the person who made the neder, there's some mistake or there's some change in the thought process behind the neder, so the chochum could be oikah the neder. There's also another way of getting rid of a neder, which is a koich that a husband has benidrei ishtoi, and a father has benidrei bitoi. That process is called hafor. We'll discuss what the difference between hatorah and hafor is. But hatorah is for anybody. Hafor is in those two categories of a wife or a daughter. Now, which nidorim can be hufar? When the Torah talks about a father being mefer the nedarim of his daughter, the Torah specifies which neder. Kol neder v'chol shvuas issa la'anois nefesh. This is what the Mishnah is going to describe as nidrei inui nefesh, which is a neder that pertains to her being taking away from herself pleasures of life. She's being ma'ane nafsho. What that means exactly, we'll have to see in the Mishnayis. But that's mufurish pasuk. Most Rishonim understand that even though the Torah expresses this concept of nidrei inui nefesh and not other nedarim being subject to hafara, the same way the Torah says that legabe a wife, it's true legabe a daughter. The opinion of the Rambam is not that way. The Rambam holds that if the Torah only says it by nidrei ishtoi, so it's only true by nidrei ishtoi. By nidrei bitoi, he can be made for all nedarim. Which wife, which daughter? A wife, l'chayra, that's b'shus the husband, we'll call it, when is the dinim of bailus of a husband and his wife? We learn in Maseches Ksubis, that the schusiv is shibude ishus that a wife has to a husband does not start by erisin, starts by nisuin. By nisuin, when she's bebeis bailo, that's when she has a din of being b'shus bailo. That's when he's oich b'mais yodeo. That's when the shibudim of shek sus v'oino, his shibudim to her start, his chiyuve ksuba, and conversely, her shibudim to him. Tashmish and other shibudim and shibudei abayi start from then. So the Torah understands a woman being b'shus habal, that he has control of her nedarim with the process of hafara after nisuin. An arusa, l'chayre is b'shus avio. A father has b'shus in his daughter. Hein is biti nosat lish hazeh to be makabal kedushin. And an arusa also, the father is zoiche b'mais yodel, Bimtsioso, etc. The financial shibudim tzchusim that he has in his daughter continues, even though legally she's married to a man. She's an eshes ish. In Hilchos Yisvehetah, she's the same eshes ish, but she's b'shus the father. So the truth of the matter is that an aruso is clearly in the reshus of the father. He's the one who's meifin edarel. Still, the Torah was mechadish, some type of partnership. The pashtus is that it's the father's hafara, be his shtatvus of the husband. That means, be'etzim, she's b'shus the father. It's not a 50-50, and there are enough kaminis in the sugis. But the pashtus is that the perek that we're going to start, naira hamayroso, avio ubailo mefir nidareo, be'etzim, the din of her being b'shus, is she's b'shus of her father. The bailo is some type of din that the Torah tacked him onto the father's koyach hafara. After a woman is in a sua, the halacha is even if she's a ketana, she does not return to the father's reshus. She's in the sua, she's clearly reshus her husband, but she does not return to her father's reshus at all if her husband dies. If she becomes a grusha or an almana, she doesn't return to her father's reshus. The father, Lamoshal, cannot be mekabel kedushin for his daughter who's a ketana who had been in the sua, but an arusa, be'etzim, still in the father's reshus. There might be some type of dinim klape the husband, but be'etzim she's b'shus her father. So if her husband divorces her or he dies, she goes right back to her father's reshus. Legabi kedushin, legabi gerushin, discussion rishonim, diukim in rishonim, Rashi, the mysterious in Rashi, whether a father could be mekabel the get of his daughter who's an arusa. Now when we say daughter, it's important to note that the Torah talks about ketana. Obviously in the parasha of Nedarim, ketana is not relevant because a ketana can't make nedarim. We're talking about a naira. A naira is a gedola. She's a bas oinshim. She has a din of kinyonim, but she's in her father's reshus. She can't marry herself off. The father has a right to marry her off. It's true that the father gets Maisi Adayim. He doesn't have a right to sell her as an Omo Ivriya. There are other chalukim also between a Ketan and Nairu we saw in Maseches Ksubis. But Lagabi the Din of Nedarim, she's squarely in the Rishus of her father until when? A Ketan is until the age of 12. A Nairu is the half a year from 12 until 12 and a half. Or a half year after Simonim, when she becomes physically a Gedayla, and then she becomes a Begeris. A Begeris is completely her own man. She's not Peshus her father, Lagabi anything. Not Lagabi Maisi Adayim, not Lagabi Gedushin, not Lagabi Gerushin. There is, we just said that a Ketana is not relevant to the Parsha Nedarim. There is, however, an 11-year-old, the Halach L'Moshe Messina is that a Mufla Somach Le'ish, a girl when she's 11, a year before she becomes a Gedayla, or a boy at the age of 12, a year before he becomes 13, have a din that nidoreim nidreim. It's a special din. B'chol HaTorah Kula, a 12-year-old boy, an 11-year-old girl, is a ktana, a cotton. However, legabi nidorim, legabi hegdish, they have a koyach that nidreim neder. So therefore, an 11-year-old who can make nidorim derais over there, also her father, of course, she's a ktana, the father, she's completely b'shus the father could marry her off, the father could be mefi nidoreim. Again, if she's an Arusa, so then the Shutif with the father's Koyach of Hataras Nidorim is the husband. We'll just say something in support, L'chayr of the Rambam Shita, that the din of a father and a husband are not exactly the same. The Rambam Shita is that the limitation of Nidre Inu Nefesh only applies to Gabi a husband, not to Gabi a father. The Gemara says that the reason why the Torah gave a koyach hafara to a husband is because isha al das bailo nederes. Sounds like a tnai, kilu, when an isha makes a neder, she's making al tnai that her husband's maskim. Of course, it doesn't mean a regular tnai, because then it wouldn't need hafara. It would just be a tnai that wasn't his kind. He doesn't want. I can make a neder that yankel down the block, but tnai that yankel down the block should be maskim. If yankel's not maskim, so it's like any tnai in anything. It's not chal. That's not what happens by a husband and a wife. If a husband doesn't want the neder, he has to be made for it. It's a chaloi safara. So that tells us that the aldas doesn't mean a tanai. What it means is that the husband has a reshus on chaloi se iser that affect her quality of life. The Gemara calls it either inner nefesh, like we said. There's another category that we didn't mention before. It's called dvarim shebeino leveino. It's also mefurish in the pasuk. The Torah says, ben ish li ishtoi. So these two types in the Dharma, either something that affects his marriage, something that's related to their relationship, or something that personally affects her, inu nefesh, her physical well-being. Those two types in the Dharma, we say, he is the bailam on her to be oike that nether. When she makes a nether, it's only, so it's subject to his approval. He's a bailam, legabi that chalois. The Torah only says that legabi a father. I'm sorry, legabi a husband. Legabi a father, the father doesn't, the Torah doesn't, the Gemara doesn't say that a girl makes a neder al das ovir. It sounds like that's not a bailus. He has a right, he has bailus on her nedarim, he has a right to get rid of her neder. So the pashtus of that lashon of the Gemara, legabi the husband, would sound like there's no limitations on the father. Father's not a bailus in his daughter. The same way the father owns his daughter, legabi maisi adel, legabi kedushin, legabi gerushin. A husband doesn't own his wife. He has certain schusim in his wife. He doesn't own her maisi adayim. There's a shibur and ksuba that her maisi adayim go to him, but he doesn't own them automatically. The din of maisi adayim, legabi a father, is a din deraisa. Legabi a husband and a wife, it's not a din deraisa. So that's not full ownership. It's isha al das bailo noideris. With a father, it's full ownership of her koyach to create isur. We'll go back to one nekuda that we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, and that is that there's a fundamental chil between hatorah and hafara. The Gemara says that hatorah is chal, that the whole neder becomes bottle. When a chacham is oiku, even part of the neder that was faulty, the thinking of part of the neder was faulty, neder shehutar miktsosoy huta kuloy. However, neder shehufar miktsosoy loy hufa kuloy. The pashtus, the way many rishonim understand this, the way many achronim understand this, is that hatoras nedarim makes that the whole thought process behind the neder, the hachlot to make the neder was betois. The whole neder is a tois. If it's a toys, it's completely a toys. The whole thing becomes bottle, and it becomes neka lemafreya, because it never was. It was a wrong thought process. Hafara is not a wrong thought process. He has a kayach to get rid of nedarim that he doesn't like. What does that have to do with lemafreya? That's mikano lahabo, from when he's mefer. So memela neder shehufar miktsos eloi hufa kuloi, and when he's mefer, it's mikano lahabo. It's not lemafreya. That's l'chayru the conventional wisdom, the way it's mavur in Rishonim. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos over here clearly says that hafora is lemafreya. The hafora is oike the neder lemafreya. Hatoro is mikano lahabo. That's l'chayru k'neged the Gemara that neder shehufa miktsos eloi hufa kuloi. So the way to understand the Rambam l'chayru is like this: hatoras nedorim, the Nikuda, that the thought process is faulty, and with that the neder becomes nekar, is not mamash mekach tois. Doesn't mean he was wrong mekar. If a person made a neder based on a mistake, it doesn't need hatara. We learned in the third parak. Those nedarim don't even need hataras chochem. It's not a mistake, like any mekach tois. Where does a neder need hatara? Where b'shas ma'ase the thought process was right. He didn't make a mistake in the etzem asiyas neder. But because there was something that changed, there was something in his thought process that could have been thought out differently, it should have or would have been thought out differently. So the Torah gave a koyach to a chochom, mikan ulahaba, to render a neder faulty. So the neder itself is faulty. The maisa neder, it's a chiddush. A person made a neder on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. At that point, the thought process wasn't faulty. The neder is chal. On Rosh Chodesh Iyar, when the Chochum says, if you would have known kach v'chach, you wouldn't have been noider. Mikan ve'elech, the thought process of the etzem asiyas haneder becomes faulty. The neder becomes a mistake, mikan ulahab. And that's why you need a Chochum be'oikrit, because it's a chiddush. It's not faulty be'etzem. It's faulty only mirosh Chodesh Iyar ve'elech, not from when he made the neder Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So therefore, the whole Asiyas HaNeder, the Etzem Maisa of Asiyas HaNeder, is faulty. Mikan ve'elech, the whole thing becomes bottle. Hafar is exactly the opposite. Hafar, nothing's faulty about her thought process. The Etzem Asiyas HaNeder is an Asiyas HaNeder. However, the Torah didn't allow her Meikoro to create that Iser k'neged rotzen bailo her husband. As soon as her husband or father weighs in and doesn't want the neder, that takes away her yecholes, her koyach, to create a chalois iser. So on the one hand, that's in the etzem chalois haneder, that means all the way back from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when she made the neder, she didn't have a koyach to aser. She didn't have a koyach to aser on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, back in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. As soon as she made the neder, it was subject to her husband or father's approval, and he didn't want the neder, can't be chal. But there's nothing faulty about the thought process of the neder itself. So it's nekar b'miktsoso, but it's nekar in the very sheirish of the neder when it was made, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a dakus, a lomdus. But that's the shita of the Rambam. And now let's learn the din of the Mishnah. Naira hamoiroso. She's a naira, so she has a koyach to make nedarim. She is still in the rishus of her father, because a naira is in the rishus of her father. However, she's also a Moirosa. Her father married her off. She's a Moirosa. So remember, klapi other dinim in the Torah, Isha Arusa is not Bishus the husband. But like we said, the Gzeres HaKosev is that here the Torah put a partial koyach to the husband together with the father and whose Rishus she really is. So the Mishnah says, Ovio, he's the main. Ubailo is the Chiddush that he also has some type of koyach. Mefir Nidara, they have to do it together. Hefer Avla, Hefer Abal. Hefer abal v'lehefer av. If one of them is mefer, the other one is not. Einim mufer. Ve'ein tzorich loymar shekiyim echod mehem. This is a new din. We actually would say ben asvara that if the koyach hafara is given to the husband and the father, so maybe either one of them could be mefer. She doesn't have a right to be noider kineged either one of the two people who she's meshubet to. The actual truth is tamamish vaket. Both of them need to be mefer. She needs a hafara that's a composite of both the koyches, the father and the husband. The Torah says, binu reo beis ovio. She's binu reo Beis Aviyah, now we're not talking about the regular Naira. The Torah stresses that differently. Binurel Beis Aviyah is Shbetzim, she's married, but she's still Binurel Beis Aviyah, she's still Bishus the father. So we see the father as Be'etzim being the Rishus. The husband also needs to be Mefer. Ve'ein Tzarech Laim V'Shakim Echad Mehem, the Torah is Mechadish, that besides for the Din HaFara, which would take off the Neder, it's Shaykh for the husband or the father to say, I'm Mekayim the Neder, he's affirming the Neder. Once he affirms the neder, then he can't be mefer. There's a block. Not only is a neder there in the absence of hafara, but if a father or a husband is mekayim the neder, then in order to then be mefer, he'll have to be shoyel by a chacham on his own kiyum, because that strengthened the neder. He has to get rid of the kiyum, and then he'll have to be mefer on the neder itself if he's not mekayim. So then the hafara will work. You don't need something else before the hafara. By the way, there's a din also biyom shomoy. When does the father or the husband have a din of hafara? Only on the day he hears it. And if a father or a husband hears of a neder that their wife or daughter made, and they're not mefer, the fact itself that they were shosak biyom shomoy renders that a kiyum. And it renders that a kiyum, that itself creates a strengthening of the neder. See, here we have where if the father, let's say, was mekayim the neder, then for sure the husband can't be mefer. Ve'en tzarech laim v'shakim echad mehem. But not only that, even the hafara itself, even without the strengthening of the kiyum, both of them need to be mefer. Now, you would say that if both of them need to be mefer, one without the other, hob lo lo sagi, one without the other doesn't accomplish anything. Lamaisa, the Gemara has a discussion about this. That's very intricate sugyas. And Lamaisa, the Gemara says that if one without the other is mefer the nether, it schwachens up the nether. This is the way the Gemara paskins, lefidas beis Hillel. What that means is, what the nafkamina of that will be, she's still not allowed to be over on the nether. Her father was mefer, her husband wants the nether. By Nara Marosa. So the nether exists, that it creates an issa deraisa, but it's not strong enough to be mechayiv her malchus. It doesn't have the full toikiv of a cheftza di sura in Hilchos Nedarim. Now, like we said, the Mishnah itself says, ain't tzarech loyma, but it's really dava pashut. Why does the Mishnah have to say it? So here the Gemara is moisa v'chiddush. The way we would say it, misvara, is you need both partners, the husband and the father, both to be mefer. So let's say the father's mekayim the neder, so now he can't be mefer. The husband was mefer. The father then is shoyel al hakamoser, now he could be mefer. That's what we would say. That's not the case. Heyois, the father and the husband, are not two separate mefirim. Like we said, the real truth of the matter is that she's b'shus the father. There's a din that the father has to be mefer. It's not the father being mefer and the husband being mefer. The father has to be mefer with the husband's hishtatvus. It's one hafara that's from both of them that's mefer the neder. So, if there's a point in time when you couldn't have a joint effort between the two of them, then they no longer are working in tandem. They can't be mefer the neder. That means, let's say, the father and the husband hear about a neder that she made. It's b'yom shomoy. The father is mekayim the neder. The husband making a hafara will not help now because the father and the husband were not in the same place. They can't work together. The father was mekayim the neder. The husband has a koyach hafara. The father does not. They're not shutvim. And because of that, the neder can't be mufra. That's the Tosefes Chiddush over here. Again, if one of them is mefer without the other, it schwachens up the neder the way we pass it. We'll just mention one other thing, which is, we just mentioned a din of biyom shomoy. There's a time limit on his koyach hafara, which is that day. There's a shayla, if we say, let's say a father hears the neder, and he's mekayim the neder, so now you put a block in place, he's mekayim the neder is there. He can't be made for the neder. Do we say that his stature limitations at the end of that day? Or do we say, no. He couldn't be made for. The stature limitation is only when somebody is, prospectively, could be made for. But if he was mekayim the neder, so then what he did was he made himself into somebody that can't be made for the neder. So it's 3 days later, if he's shoyel on his hakoma, now becomes the day in which he has a koyach hafara, he could do it. That's a machlokes Yerushalmi. It's a chiddush. L'chaira, statute of limitations, statute of limitations. No. The Rishonim are arguing whether the statute of limitations is on the day when he can be mefer, or it's b'yom shomer under any circumstances.